Okay, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Maeve.
Yes, Peter.
You know that Tesla cars have this feature. They have these onboard computers, and they're constantly being updated by the Tesla Corporation. You get in your car, all of a sudden you can do something else. Mm-hmm. Well, people got into their Tesla cars recently, and they found out that it had been updated, and now Tesla cars can do what?
Microwave. They have different functions in the car.
Yeah, well, it adds capability
to the car. Self-driving. Oh, I know what would be. This would be a useful thing, like a baby seat that grows with your child. You know, so that you don't have to always get the new ones and...
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
So tell that to, you know, whatever his name is, who owns...
Elon Musk.
Right.
Yeah. I'll give you a hand. It's also, because it's an advanced piece of technology, it's also programmed to not only do this, it's programmed to say, excuse me, or if you choose this option, blame the dog.
That's a hint?
It is.
That just made it so much more confusing to me.
Okay, so...
Oh, you can go to the toilet.
No. You know the blame the dog thing, right?
In a car. The dog ate my homework?
No, the dog ate my homework.
I just don't think that's a fair thing because it sounds
to me like blaming the dog isn't a thing you do in Ireland.
You're
in a confined space.
I think the Irish excuse is, I think I must have been boiling some cabbage.
Farting.
Yes!
My cultural. Thank you both, panelists. For God's sake, that's hard.
That was an amazing moment there of cross cultural communication. No, Teslas can now. You'll be happy to know, people who spent $80,000 on your electric car, it can now fart. They've been equipped with little sound files that you can set off to make it make fart noises. It's like Tesla is once the symbol of high tech, advanced automotive technology, are now basically rolling up to you and saying, pull my door handle. and you're right now you're saying to yourself, oh yeah, I've heard of that. My dad had that feature in his old Buick, and no. that's not what it was.
Your dad had IBS. Yeah.
Adam, a Missouri man has to pay the ultimate price for his illegal deer poaching after a judge ordered him to do what?
A judge has sentenced him to watch Bambi once a month for the next calendar year.
That's exactly right. So anyway, yes, this guy was like an industrial level poacher. He was like killing illegally hundreds of deer and just being a terrible person. And the judge sentenced to a year in jail. And
he would lure them too.
Yeah, it was just the worst.
Deer Tinder.
And he would. It doesn't really seem like punishment. This guy loves deer hunting so much, he went to jail for it. He's supposed to feel bad watching Bambi's mother die?
It did not strike me that he had a tender heart.
No,
yeah,
he didn't.
Yeah,
it's like he gets to watch a cartoon about the thing he loves best. Do you know I've never seen Bambi? And the reason I've never seen Bambi is the only time I've ever heard Bambi discussed my entire life is, oh, Bambi, it's so sad when the mother dies.
Well, you don't see the mother die.
Yeah, but you see the little baby one crying.
Now, you see the mother die in a director's cut. Pretty gruesome.
She spends a
long time burning and screaming.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Look, no one is laughing at that. All these people think you're
But you're going to go home and be really glad you heard those jokes.
Yeah, I know.